Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is The Binding Song by Elodie Harper, published by Mulholland Books in 2017. Today's book is all about revenge, demons, and redemption. Janet Palmer has a new job as lead psychologist at Havergate Prison in remote rural Norwich. She's left her long-term boyfriend behind to take up this great opportunity to advance her career, and she's super excited until she arrives. Her new home is damp and cold and uncomfortable, and the prison is just as bad. Her colleagues belittle her or ignore her or treat her as an inconvenience. And there's no information left on the therapy sessions of the sex offender program from her predecessor. In fact, all of his notes seem to be missing, and none of Janet's colleagues will help or explain what happened to him. The chief warden is more concerned about key performance targets than people and demands she continues the program with or without any background. But Havergate is in desperate need of a psychologist. In the past few months, six of the sex offenders have committed suicide, and some claim it is the fault of a white visitor, an eyeless, white-faced woman who haunts the corridors and drives the inmates to take their own lives as punishment for their crimes. Janet is determined to make a difference, despite her colleagues and the prisoners, and she's driven by her own past to uncover the truth behind the white visitor, before any more patients die under her watch. Now, The Binding Song is one creepy book. It actually made me feel physically uncomfortable as I was unreading it. Janet's bullying at work, her distance from her boyfriend, the lack of information, the description of the sexual crimes of the inmates, the wet and dreary weather, and her horrible damp house all made me feel deeply for Janet. And then there's the prison itself. This story definitely has a gothic feel to it. The prison with its imposing walls and gates, and the ghost or the white visitor who haunts the guilty inmates. Janet as a character is complex, determined, and self-sufficient. In fact, I'd call her pig-headed. When she finally makes a few allies at Havergate, she doesn't always take the help when it's offered to her. The mystery of the white visitor becomes her own quest, a riddle which she must solve all by herself. She's convinced that she's the only one who's capable of ridding Havergate of the white visitor, especially when parallels are drawn with the murder of her own twin sister. The crimes of the inmates are, of course, disgusting, which puts an interesting spin on how the reader might feel when they suicide. Should you have empathy for someone who never admitted their crimes? And then there's one particularly awful inmate, Michael Donovan, a classic psychopath, intelligent, creepy, and unfortunately extremely good-looking. He's able to twist the conversation to his benefit and undermine Janet every time. He makes me shudder even thinking about him. And Janet's colleague Stephen, the prison chaplain, was a nice juxtaposition. Another new recruit at the prison, he also feels the loneliness of Havergate, and when she finally confides in him, he explores the white visitor from another perspective, demonology and classic Greek myths. So if you like creepy prisons, ghosts, revenge, determined psychologists and twins, I highly recommend The Binding Song by Elodie Harper. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.